going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Very frustrating day all the way around. Chuck, we're back here in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Get the Falcon Flyover coming up at the top of the hour. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we played you the press conference. Obviously, Arthur Smith has been relieved of his duties. Now we get into all of the coaching search and everything else that's going on around the Atlanta Falcons and what will be a crazy offseason for sure. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Lens Ford dealer. Let's talk to our friend of the show, D. Orlando Ledbetter. Of course, he covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC.com. And I encourage you to go there. Check out all the great work. My buddy Gabe Burns is going to be on the situation. My buddy Ken Segura is going to be on the situation. My friend Sarah Spencer's going to be a part of all of this. And, of course, D-Led will have everything for you. AJC.com is where you go. And follow D-Led on Twitter, at DOrlandoAJC. And D-Led, I don't know if you're as confused as I am, but there was sure a lot of dancing with the stars throughout that press conference today.
Yeah, but I've been keeping track of it for a while, so it wasn't new to me. I kind of was able to do my flow chart and stay on task today.
So, well, listen, you're better than most of us, and hopefully you'll put that online so that we can see, you know, a hard copy of it. You know, look, I've got no problem with whoever's going to hire the coach or what the structure is. But why does it have to be so confusing? Like, why does it just not be a situation where the owner or Rich McKay, because again, we've heard Rich McKay is not involved in the day-to-day, but yet the head coach and GM report to him, and he's like, well, we text every other day. Okay, then you're involved every single day in the football process. Like, why can't somebody just say that out loud and just say, the buck stops here with what we do and how this organization is run?
Yeah, well, I know from, you know, my days with the Packers that, you know, Bob Harlan ran the organization. Ron Wolf was the GM. He hired the coach. It was one straight line. We don't have a straight line here. We have an owner who has a businessman underneath him who has GM experience, and then the coach and the GM are 50-50 reporting to him. Because he brought into the whole, I'm at the Super Bowl in 92 or whatever when Parcells is up there saying, well, hey, you know, if I got to cook the food, I might as well get to buy the groceries.
Right.
And so, you know, that kind of took a leg of its own. And now today coaches kind of demand that, hey, they want to stay in the personnel on, you know, to fit their schemes and so forth. And this owner admitted today that he's bought into that. So he's giving the coaches more power and more say in the personnel. And, you know, that goes back to the Mike Nolan when they drafted three linebackers and he cut all of them. So that didn't make sense to the owner. And now, you know, they want to be able to collaborate on getting the players and so forth. So it's convoluted, but it makes sense in historical context. But, yeah, what you say, well, hey, why is the owner picking a coach? What does he know about football? He can sell hammers and everything. But that's where McKay comes in, because he has the experience. He has the contact as a general manager from his days in Tampa and his early years here to kind of help guide the owner and kind of place the information before him. And then the owner thinks he's done a good job in picking, you know, Mike Smith and Dan Quinn, not so much, and Bobby Petrino. Jim Mora was at first, he said, but then it went haywire. And then he liked Arthur Smith, but not the result.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I broke all this down, you know, earlier in the show. You know, Dan was only 43-42. Jim Mora was only 26-22. And look, I understand why they get fired, you know, because it doesn't end well. But, you know, again, he acts like that we had, you know, the greatest coaches of all time. I mean, listen, Mike Smith was a home run hire, and that completely turned around the franchise. But, again, besides that, you know, again, if you take away Kyle Shanahan, and I know you can't just do that, but, you know, without Kyle Shanahan and the way Matt Ryan played, Dan Quinn had 3 5-game losing streaks in 6 years. Like, why are we bragging about that? Like, why do we feel like we've hired all these great coaches when we really haven't?
Yeah, Newt Rockne.
Right. Yeah.
Vince Lombardi, we're here. But, yeah, you know, given the team's history, that's kind of he can kind of stand on that a little bit. And then, you know, my good buddy Jared Bell, he moved here. He's at USA Today now. And he was like, yeah, he started naming out them coaches. And I said, hey, just what about these assistants? You know, LaFleur was here too, right?
Yeah,
he was like,
yeah.
Huh? I was like, Mike McDaniel was here too. You know that, right? And I said, Raheem was the, you know. So it's been some good coaches through here that have been on Coach Smith and Coach Quinn's staff. Not so much. Petrino even had a good staff, Hugh Jackson and Mike Zimmer. So you're going to get good coaches in Atlanta, because people love the city and want to come here and look at it as an opportunity. Like, hey, if we could turn them into a winner, that'd be pretty big. You got the stadium. Free agents want to come here. You know, it's a good situation. They've been able to put part of it together, but haven't been able to sustain it over a long period of time.
All right, D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, okay? For an organization that needs as much goodwill and PR as needed right now, because nobody is supportive of this front office. Nobody wants to go and watch the Falcons be a mediocre football team. And you have a guy in Terry Fontenot that, no matter what his role has been, people like him. They feel like he should be a part of this organization moving forward. And yet you don't see him. And I understand the reasoning that they gave. They don't want a 2014 situation all over again. Okay, then if you be truthful about what his role has been and that he hasn't been involved in any of that, then you shut that crap down before it starts and you don't get all of those questions. But they leave everything dangling out there to where, again, the GM, I said this on Twitter, D-Led, if the Saints fired Dennis Allen, you think Mickey Loomis wouldn't be at the press conference? You think that if Kyle Shanahan had gotten fired, John Lynch wouldn't be there? You think if they fire Nick Sirianni next Monday night or Tuesday morning, that Howie Roseman wouldn't be there? Like, again, what is our GM and why can't he be there even if you feel like he's going to get some fire for it?
Yeah, that was a good question. And the explanations they gave is, you know, he's 50%. They ideally want a coach that come in and split it. He's basically running the scouting and the personnel for whoever the coach may be. And today he was doing damage control with the assistant coaches and their families and getting that situated because, you know, a lot of people are under contract.
Okay, but you can't take a half hour or an hour and go away from that and come down here and get in front of the press. Because, again, people like him. They want to see him. Like, they rally behind Terry Fontenot. Whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, the fan base is rallied behind Terry Fontenot. They don't hold him accountable the way that they do Arthur Smith. And for an organization that is desperate to be in the public eye doing good, like, again, I don't know how you don't have him there, even if he's a deaf mute. Have him sitting at the table. Have him be a part of the press conference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, and he's pretty good at it. You know, I'm fine. I'll probably see him down at the Senior Bowl. That'll be we'll chat down there in a couple weeks for sure. But, you know, they felt they wanted to go this way. That's all I got on that.
So, moving forward, I know that they were talking about, you know, again, they're not shutting the door on coaches with experience. It's been since, what, 1997 is the last time that they hired a coach that had any head coaching experience in the NFL. What is your gut telling you? Like what is this going to be another coordinator? Do you think that they will swing for the fences to go get an established head coach? Like, what is your gut telling you about what direction, not even a name, but just what direction you think that they're going to pursue most?
Yeah, hot young OC, that's what every – you start there because that's what every team tends to end up at. You know, will you do something outside of the box and mess, you know, and go for Brian Flores, who you know can coach? Yeah, there's some baggage there. Or do you do, you know, something safe like a Belichick, Leslie Frazier, or something along those lines? Do you go splashy and go Harbaugh? And my big splash would be, hey, go get Coach Prime out of Colorado. The stadium would be lit.
Yeah, and look, it's – look, I think that there are a good pool of candidates. Listen, I'll be honest with the D-Lad. I put it on Twitter today. I'm in the Jim Harbaugh camp. Like, I want to go get Jim Harbaugh, and I think if he wins the national title tonight, there may be more motivation for him to leave now that he's brought a national championship to his alma mater. He may feel like his job is finished there. Go get me Jim Harbaugh. And again, money's not going to be an issue for Arthur Blank. We always hear that is money's not an issue. Go get me Jim Harbaugh. But there are going to be candidates out there. You think that they're going to go with a hire like a Mike Smith, who was just a coordinator that just kind of came out of nowhere, off the radar at the end of the day? Or do you think that they're going to try to win the press conference?
No, they haven't tried to win the press conference. And I'm looking at it. I got my list of about 25 people, and I'm pretty sure I got the new head coach in here. And it's some you know, you got to dig some deep to know who Mike McDonald is. I don't want Harbaugh. He's a nutcase. He'd be horrible for me. in the media, you can keep that cat away from me. Lou Amorano, Cincinnati, you know, Bieniemy's name is out there. He had a good interview last time. Ben Johnson's a hot name, Detroit OC. Dave Canellis, OC in Tampa Bay. Bob Slowick, he's the old Packer coach's son, down in Houston, did a great job with CJ. Stroud. So, yeah, I'm thinking somebody like that. I'm digging deep. You know, I got the top list of the names of the coaches, the retread coaches. You got to have the hot coordinator list. And then you got the college list, which is, you know, Harbaugh by himself pretty much. I don't think Deion's leaving. He's just getting started there. You know, maybe down the road with a little bit more success, you know, maybe you can do that. Maybe somebody in the NFL will do that. He's not. He said he doesn't want to go to the NFL. But, I mean, hey, you get to just talk about it right now until they start interviewing people. I definitely think they need to get a real experienced head coach in here. But they're retreads. I mean, what do you want? You don't want Ron Rivera. Leslie Frazier didn't do that well up in Minnesota. You know, Belichick 71. I don't want no parts of that. So you know, we'll see how it unfolds and see which way you know, the Falcons are able to go with this.
Do you know that almost half the division winner, 3 out of 8, were retread coaches this year in the NFL? Do you know who the 3 guys that won their division that were former coaches with another team?
Oh, Todd Bowles is one in this division.
Yep. 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 How about the guy in Kansas City?
Yep. Yep.
And then Mike McCarthy is the other guy.
Yeah, but he's 12 wins last 3 years, and Jerry's still not saying he's safe. So I know that.
I'm just saying that, you know, again, there are people out there that I think will be good coaches. I mean, I think they will have a good pool of people to pull from. Now, last question for you, D-Led. Look, I don't know how you can avoid drafting quarterback at number 8. Like, I'm going to be at a loss for words if they draft anything, unless Myles Garrett goes back into the draft and he falls to number 8. I don't know how you don't draft quarterback at number 8. I mean, again, I know there's a gap between the top 3 guys and everybody else, but at some point, we have to get away from this best player and this and the other. When you're so bad at your quarterback spot, I don't know how you don't draft a young guy and roll the dice and see what you can find in somebody.
Well, I want to eliminate the error and go get the best quarterback. So if that's Jaden Daniels, you go on up and get him. If that's Caleb, go on and get him. You did it before with Michael Vick. And,
yep.
You know, barring the federal investigation, you set up pretty good. You got lucky and hit on Matt Ryan over Joe Flacco, and you were good for 2 decades pretty much. I mean, where people went to the stadium knowing they had a chance to win.
Yep.
And, you know, we haven't had that feeling since, you know, the 17th season. So, you know, look at that's pretty much 20 years of high competitive football and repeat playoff performances. You had the back-to-back winning seasons in there. But you got to get the quarterback right. So don't mess it up. Don't do Zach Wilson or Trey Lance, and then you're on that cycle again, you know, dumping the quarterback every 2-3 years, and you just don't want to get on that merry-go-round. So get it right. That's Terry's job. If they were saying, hey, Terry's out scouting all the quarterbacks, you know, across the land, then I'd be like, okay, good. That's what he needs to be doing.
But we're
you got to get the coach right. You got to get the quarterback right. You didn't the last time, and you blew – you know, some good capital, good times in the new stadium. It was, you know, it's time to get this thing back on track and rocking again.
Well, right now we're the group of kids that was on the roller coaster in Final Destination, where it just flies off the tracks and everybody crashes into, you know, a ravine or something. Because like right now, our quarterback situation is that's where we're at. We are on that carousel that spins round and round. D-Led is the beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons, for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his great work, at DOrlandoAJC. D-Led, my friend, appreciate the time. Thanks for spending a few minutes on the show, and we'll talk again here soon.
Sure, no problem, John. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Have a great evening.
Thanks, same to you. And when we get back from the top of the hour, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll get your PFF grades from the Saints game. As now we move forward in time. Chuck Green, the Keys Studios, Sports Radio, now to the game, Odyssey.com app.